In a way, you've reached an unusual place. It's in what they call in the East a dangerous place. And the dangerous place is when you reach a certain level, we'll say of consciousness, of being with life, a certain openness, everything starts to run more smoothly. And then without knowing it, you get lazy because there's no motivation to keep moving. So the fact that you went to the Satori group was really good. It got you to look. But then you see you are at an unusually good space. And so you can get complacent. As I say, in the East, they say this is a dangerous place because there's no motivation to move on. And there's actually not only no motivation, but you can't see what to move on for. You can't see what else could be. And then this is where most people stay. And then, without them noticing, it starts to disintegrate. I don't think you'll do that. You won't disintegrate. And there's another level. And as far as I can see, there's always another level. So there's two things there. Everything's going fine. And there's another level. And if everything's fine, there's no motivation for the other level. And if you stay there, it's likely to disintegrate. So, the other level. The thing is, when you reach this place where everything becomes harmonious for you and just starts happening and everything feels good, one thing, there's no motivation, but also there's no support for giving it all up. And then you might say in the mind, well, how come I need to give it up? Well, you do. You see, in order to move to the next level, which is a big jump, you see, up to now, it's incremental. And in a way, you've reached the top of that level. And then the next level is totally disconnecting from everything you've got. Letting it go, not holding it, which doesn't mean it'll go away. It doesn't mean it'll change in any way whatsoever. But you need to catch any subtleties of holding it or supporting it rather than not having it. You have to let it all go. And usually, not always, but usually there's then a gap. There's nothing. Total disorientation, the dark night of the soul. There was everything wonderful and now I don't know where I am or who I am or what I am. And that's what I see as the opportunity for what we're now calling the something else, because it doesn't really have a name. But it is, as Sabine was indicating, a depth. It goes slower and deeper and more still and silent. And it's not still and it's not silent. And the depth includes all the levels, whereas the superficial level doesn't include the depth. And you can't go there, you can't do anything, because that would be the superficial trying to identify the depth, and he can't do that, he doesn't have the facility. It's just saying, here I am, being with who I am and how I am, and I'm totally available. To the level that I would let all of this go, if that seemed appropriate. And when that happens, once that's recognized, and a different frequency happens, a different vibration happens. I'm not going to hold anything. I'm grateful for what I've got, and if it needs to move on, or I need to move on, I'm available. But it's not looking, it's not searching. It's not letting go, it's not holding. And then the frequency changes. And when the frequency changes, it attracts like a magnet another level of frequency, another level of vibration. But the difficulty with this new vibration is it cannot be categorized, it cannot be identified, it can't be named. There is no name for it. There's no word for it. There's no thought for it. There's no analyzing to it. It's beyond the capacity of the mind to recognize or identify. And what happens then is the place most people run away from when they get there. Because what happens is it's not only that you don't know what's going on, but you don't know who it is that doesn't know what's going on. So it's not just a lack of identity, but it's a lack of identity of the identity. It just goes into something else. Now, as I say with you, I don't think you will lose what you've got. I think you'll stay alert. And if you want to be open for other possibilities, this unnamed, this amorphous place, it's just another level of being present. Now here's the knack. That is letting the words come through, but as they come through, being aware of them coming through. Not just talking, not a story, not the details. In a way, without interfering what's coming through. That's the thing, you don't interfere, but it's as though the words come floating by, and normally they just float by and come out. And then there's a superficial energy to that. It's a story. But this other way is, as the word comes, you connect with it. And it's exactly the same word in exactly the same way, but now you are saying it. And then there's a whole different frequency to it. And then you'll find less and less and less words. You'll find another depth to your being. You'll feel totally differently. Your story will become real in the moment. Everything will become in the moment. It'll be living now. It'll be happening now. Even although it's the past, it'll be now. Because you're one with these words. You're not letting that part of your brain that spins around and says, say this, say this, say this, say this. You'll stop the spinning. And you'll be taking responsibility for every single word you say, even although you won't be saying them anymore. You'll suddenly realize, I'm not saying this. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm not saying this, and I'm taking responsibility, and I'm connecting with what I'm saying. Whole different frequency, whole different level. Now, here in Australia, there's no support for that. It's basically superficial. Most countries are, but most countries have somewhere a vein of something deeper. If you go to South America, it's very similar to here, very superficial. But some places in Europe, and of course some places in India, not all of Europe, not all of India by any means at all, it's a very narrow band. There's a depth there. So you not having that major support of that depth is not so easy, because around you everybody's twittering. You pick up the phone to talk to some company and come back, hello! Nobody's there. They're a machine. In fact, it's better to talk to an answering machine. They're an answering machine. They're not there. So there's no support for you to be here. In fact, maybe around a lot of your previous friends, if you were to drop into that space and be here, they'd ask you what's wrong with you. They wouldn't be used to it. They'd be uncomfortable with this depth, with this presence, with the essential you addressing the essential them. It's not shop window talk. It's not social lubrication. It's now real in every moment. Not serious, absolutely not at all serious, but a depth to it. A depth to everything you do, everything you say, and you'll find there's a whole new depth to what you think, but it goes beyond thinking. It suddenly goes into the unformed, so you don't know. You don't know. And that's where most people turn back. They turn back from not knowing. And that's the mechanism of the mind, and that's what it's designed for. The mind is designed to look after you. And so it's saying yes to the mind. I've checked out what you said, and I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to experience this not knowingness in the present. When I talk to somebody, I'm going to be here now talking to them. My depth to their depth, whatever the consequences. So back to the beginning, the place where you've got to is unusual, very pleasant, old stuff gone away. The way you talk and the address your situations, imbalance. And then the invitation is, thank you very much, I'm very grateful for this. And then very gently, with arms out and the hands turned upwards. And if there's anything else that's appropriate, as far as I can possibly be, I am unconditionally available. Which in a way is, and thy will be done. But the thy isn't somebody else. It's you. Everything's you. You're really, in a way, you're really saying to another level of you, yes. Yes.